Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey, everyone. It's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or... wait, what was I saying again? Oh, yeah. Set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Well, today's cattle futures were mixed in a really quiet trading session throughout the day. The live cattle were down 2 in August at 135.72. October live cattle 35 lower, settling at 140.97. December live cattle down 50 at 146.32. Feb's down 60 here at 150.75. Feeder cattle a little bit in the green, but just barely. 45 higher in August at 178.27. September's up 32 at 181.30. The October's up 47 here at 184.22. They were lower almost all day long, and that came a bit of a surprise here. Corn started off the day sharply lower. So right out of the gate this morning at 8:30, most people thought the feeder cattle would rally, but they immediately went down a dollar. So that was kind of a surprise and didn't come back till the second sell-off late in the day in corn. Then feeders just snuck right there at the close and snuck higher. The lean hogs all over the place. August up $1.42 at 116.30. The October's down 25 at 95.77. December's down 62, 86.22. We have a on feed report tomorrow after the close. Now the average guess on feed is right at 100%. That's 11.28 million head. Placements 95%, 1.8 million head. Marketing's 101.5%. Also an inventory and cold storage at the same time.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
For a farmer, every day is different, and every season tells its own story. Make this the year you do it your way. Coron Metra is a foliar fertilizer that lets you decide when the time is right for nutrition. Metra gives you flexibility, it gives your tank efficiency, and Metra gives your crop more than just nitrogen. Coron Metra, the next evolution in crop nutrition. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration before use.
Grain futures ended up lower across the board. I thought throughout the day that wheat was going to be higher because it was higher. It was lower last night and then rallied this morning and was 5 to 7 higher for most part of the middle part of the day. And then right at the end sold off. But we ended up in September, Kansas City wheat down 9 1/4, 861 1/4. The December down 10 at 867 1/4, about 25 cents off their high. So that was really disappointing. The corn and beans were sharply lower. Corn about 13 to 16 lower. September down 16.5 at 575 3/4. And then beans 27 to 33 cents lower, selling off right there at the end. November went down to 1294 3/4, and they settled at 1301.5. So about a nickel off the lows. There's some rainfall forecasted added for the Midwest. You know, it had been so dry and hot for so long, but they're adding some rainfall, and I think that's increasing the likelihood of a crop up there. Still a lot of talk about the drought. Drought monitor just continues to expand to a wider area. Today's cotton futures down 121 in December at 91.60. Currently, the stock markets are about unchanged. The S&P's up 17 points. The Dow's down about 30. Crude oil, though, is under pressure here. September crude's down $3.62 per barrel at 96.26.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.